The Cincinnati Bengals is one of the latest NFL teams to adopt iPad technology for players and coaches. Ann Thompson reports in Focus on Technology.
In the back corner of Coach Kyle Kasky's office sits a pile of playbooks. The big three-ring binders are stacked up and collecting dust because the team isn't using them, opting instead for iPads. Kasky, the Bengals' assistant offensive line coach, demos the iPad possibilities.
Here's our run game install. So the players can, you know, they open it up and it shows the list. They scroll up. There's the play. If they want to make it bigger, they can make it bigger. You know, if they want to take a note, you know, you can take a note.
Now the latest information is available 24/7. New scouting reports are uploaded Monday. Players get the game plan on Tuesday, and video clips are available almost immediately.
The quarterbacks are getting blitz cutups. The O-linemen are getting run game cutups. Defensive linemen are getting different pass protection cutups.
Kasky says different groups get individualized videos. Sometimes owner Mike Brown and his family are watching the game on the flight home. Backup quarterback Bruce Gradkowski is glad to get rid of the bulky paper playbook.
Stuff on the iPad is accessible whenever. Take it home with you. They could download new clips, some film at your house while you're, you know, sitting around. You get, hey, practice comes to your iPad. You download it, you watch it.
The Bengals are not alone in their use of the iPad. The number of teams using them for playbooks and game films has increased this season from 2 to 14. The NFL says nearly every team is at least investigating the possibility of transitioning to the iPad. The Bengals have Verizon service. Company spokesman Nick Butler says it's the logical next step.
As technology increases, you know, businesses always have to increase with that as well. So pretty much what they're looking to do is kind of have another device that where they can take about throughout the country nationwide, so that way they can access their systems in the office the same as they would as if they're in the office.
Baltimore and Tampa Bay were the first teams to go digital. However, with a new coaching staff, the Buccaneers returned to paper this year. As you might imagine, the technology is not cheap. Top-of-the-line models go for $829 apiece with the addition of hundreds of dollars in loaded software. But the payoff for these teams is better preparation. Gradkowski says it's huge.
The big book is big. It's bulky. You have to carry it around everywhere. These iPads are thinner. It's very accessible. You take it anywhere.
Coach Kasky says the iPad does a good job of keeping the players' attention.
I think our oldest guy on the team is 34, but most of these guys are between 22 and 28. They grew up with technology. They grew up with they actually grew up with the iPhones. Those were coming out when they were in high school, and they're used to this, and that's something they want in their hands. They don't like bulky things anymore. They like having everything condensed in, and it's been really good to keep their attention with it.
Security might be a concern, but the teams have the ability to wipe the tablet clean if it's lost or stolen or if the player is traded. It is also password protected. Miami Dolphins players are fined $10,000 if they download software that's not approved or forget to bring their iPad to a meeting. The Associated Press says apps by Player Link and Global Aptitude give players and coaches the option of highlighting sections and writing notes on their iPads. Bengals coach Kasky hopes the note-taking ability gets better.
One drawback that I know we've had that other teams have had as well is note-taking abilities aren't necessarily really easy. If you've ever written with a stylus on an iPad, it's not easy. So we require our guys to carry a spiral and a pen as well. You know, they all look at that like it's outdated, but they all have to carry that and they all have to take notes.
NFL spokesman Brian McCarthy says the league is also testing the idea of having medical staffs on the sidelines for the Jets, Giants, Seahawks, and the 49ers use iPads for things like storing player medical information, testing for concussions, and viewing x-rays. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.